be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past and a recently air-conditioned room for the first time all year, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined as always by my good friends Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick. This week in studio, we have Zach Cody and Timmy from The Letdowns.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah. I get that right? That worked, actually, huh?
That was pretty tight, yeah, man.
Thank you.
That's still the name of the show.
Better than the last month.
Yeah, better than that blooper on better. The internet.
The blue that one? Oh, wait, which one? Where, like, I screwed up the whole
the
feed
very
last
first,
week?
Redo we ever had. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Rick left it. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate you looking out for my public image there. You're awesome like that.
When we talk about how bad it is, I can't fix it because the audience won't know what we're talking about.
That's okay.
They'll think we're perfectionists.
They'll figure it out.
No, I thought he let us re-record it. Oh, yeah, never mind.
And then it still wasn't good.
And we just went with it anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I will do. Yeah.
But this week, we didn't have that problem, and here we are still talking about it. Anyway, hi, everybody. It's good to be back. Sorry about screwing up the original post of the podcast. Anybody who had any trouble downloading that, go check it out again. The Mary Jane Rocket Show was fantastic. We had a great time with them.
And I thought pretty apropos since 420 was last week. We had Mary
right.
Jane Rocket, and we discussed how that was a thing.
One of those.
And that went over like Dear Journal shit.
No, not Journal. And I hope Rick isn't playing just a snippet of the Journal music for a second here.
He probably got rid of
it. And then let
shit.
It be strangled. So yeah, how was everybody's week, kids? Weekend?
Pretty good.
My
week party?
Was fantastic, man.
You sleep a lot?
Yeah, no.
Sleep a lot?
Jesus. I slept well once I got to sleep, I'll tell you that.
The sleep of the dead.
Because we worked our fucking asses off.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Candy Shop recording at the Dogwater. I completely forgot about that.
How many tracks did we get done in 2 days?
12.
Twelve songs.
Yeah. I heard it was more like three.
For a five-member band? It was really...
We laid down 12.
Right. Good. Hey, it'll be a nice fat album then.
Yeah.
Nick is a way better drummer than he was at their first show. So if anybody like me hadn't seen them since the first show, Nick actually rules now.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, look at that, Mr. Ramirez.
So Nick was, I used to think of you as a bass player who played guitar and then decided to try drums, and now I just think of you as a guitar, bass, and drum player.
The triple threat, Nick Ramirez.
I think you were better off with the first one. I still feel like that.
That fool can beatbox, too.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, well, singing.
You should learn how to beatbox and drum at the same time.
Ooh,
yeah.
Why?
Kind of doesn't at the point.
Well, like a multi-dynamic rhythmic action.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't think I could put those words
sounds pretty
together.
Good with a set of drums beating on top of drums.
You should check it out.
Very cool. Well, thanks for all the compliments, fellas. It's been a fucking hell of a
ride. For the record, I did not compliment you.
Neither did I.
I did.
Neither
I
did
you,
the letdowns.
So oh, I did say you could beat my.
They let you down.
They're just watching. Hey guys, how you doing?
We're good.
Well, dude.
Let's go around the room so everybody can hear your voices, say who you are and what you do again.
Right. I'm Zach. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Timmy. I play the bass and I sing terribly.
It looks like a giant fish, too.
It is. It smells like a giant fish.
It certainly
and
does.
I'm Cody and I play drums and I'm not allowed to sing.
Hell no.
Hey, play to your strengths, my friend. Play to your strengths.
Awesome. Well, before we get to them, we should keep talking about Chewbacca's week.
Right? It was pretty uneventful. I've been watching the baby at home. Played some softball Thursday. I can tell you we only lost by 10. That's the best game we played in probably 2 years.
Congratulations. That's a real...
12-2, we played a full 5 innings.
Yeah, let's get the Rudy clap going.
It was good. Got on base once. It was nice. Spike hit a home run.
The Jub-Jub
Spike.
The Monkeys.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the only decent player you got on the team. No, I don't
That's not true. He's not that decent.
What was your week like?
Well, you know, I just went out and I like partied and got fucked up again.
Yeah,
like
right on.
You know, hey, I'm out there having a good time on the weekends because my mother-in-law has my daughter and I work really hard all week.
Was that you I heard on the police scanner stabbed his old lady?
No, no, not me. Not that. Not yet. What? That has not happened yet.
I'm just checking.
How was your open mic last week?
Oh, wow. Right. Yes. I performed music at the open mic last week. It was.
I saw a photograph and it looked like you played well.
Thank you for that still. I know, really. I only screwed up like 30 seconds where I couldn't remember the lyrics and then dropped a couple of chords here and there. But
so man. Like every open mic player.
Yeah, no, really. I was kind of your average open mic here. It's my first time at this place. I've only been playing the guitar for 2 months. You know, like given those that context of that I've only been playing the guitar for 2 months, yeah, I was about average.
Cool. Did you get a good response?
From the four people that were there, absolutely.
Oh, so this...
Okay. It was a little quiet last week. It was a little quiet.
I was there before you showed up.
Yeah, I got there a little late.
But there was nobody there then. I can't imagine they got a big crowd after.
No. Like, yeah, Tommy was there and Mike Sion.
Yeah.
Mike's been coming out the last few weeks. It's good to see him. Hi, Mike, if you're listening, because I think you do.
Yeah. I think it's cool that people keep coming and just like, all right, well, what are we going to do this week to entertain ourselves?
Right. And, like, you know, there's hosts, but, like, last week there was no host. It was, we all just signed up and got on stage.
Yeah, just rotate.
Mike put a microphone up there, so... Yeah, it's kind of free form, free flowing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anybody listening out there, you should please join us tonight, you know, well, a couple days ago. The night we record tonight.
Mondays.
It was probably a great show. I'm sure we had a real fun time. I'm going to be there. I think Nick's going to be there tonight.
Yeah, but by the time you hear this, you're going to miss that one. So but maybe I'll see you next week.
Maybe you'll hear the echo of it. Yeah, you should come out. Come out.
Everybody be talking about
Jub
it
Jubs.
The next Monday, though.
Mondays are Jub Jubs. You need to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see. What did I do?
My dad's in town, and he's going to be playing with me tonight. So
really?
He's a badass.
That was awesome.
From the 60s.
He was really great.
Yeah, he was so good.
Do you look more like your dad or your mom, Nick?
I look more like my dad.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm sweet like my mom. My dad's a pretty sweet person, too. But
I was
going to
say,
like
that made it sound like your dad was a dick.
Right.
And,
your dad's a booze fighter.
Like my dad. And humble like my...
Yeah, dude, so humble.
Like my bear
Mr.
ass.
Downplay. No.
Anywho. So... yeah, that was boring. I'm sorry, guys.
No, you know what? Nick doesn't stop to think until it's too late.
So I wanted to talk to some about our friend Evan, how fucking rad he is, dude.
Evan?
He's so rad.
Evan, not the
Evan
guy we talked about last week, who loaned
Rick
his car, right? A Mercedes,
the
no
Benz.
Less.
He told me not to tell anybody what. he hates the car. He hates the car, and when he and it's a really nice car, but it's not truck like. We're both truck people,
right?
And so when he lent it to me, he said, "Don't ever tell anybody where you got this stupid car."
Well, Evan, your secret's out.
It's the nicest thing I've ever driven.
You're talking about the homie Evan from North Sparks, then, not the Evan that you were going to tell
right.
the story about.
So true. Right. But then we can't give Evan his props because he's like, dude, Evan can have anything he wants forever because he's amazing.
Yeah, he's super
like
cool.
You.
He gave me a couple days of work at his house, getting cleaned up for a party that I'm sure WLP's invited to. It's his wife's birthday.
When is it?
I think it's Saturday.
We'll talk more. Yeah.
His wife's name is Kelly, right?
But yeah, I mean, doesn't really matter. But that was really cool. And then not on top of that, he's so sweet. So Nick, do you ride a motorcycle? I'm like, I have. Well, I was just gonna say you could borrow my motorcycle if you like.
Dude,
oh my God, dude, that's so rad.
Keys.
I'm like, I'm gonna crash your motorcycle if you let me borrow it. There's no fucking way I'm borrowing it. But you are so sweet to offer, and that's my Evan story.
Yeah,
man.
No,
I just
dude,
think he's
Evan's,
rad, dude.
Evan's tits. He's
so
like
cool.
super one of the super nicest guys I've met.
He like, just like kept giving and giving. I'm just like, I just need a job, dude. You know, thanks. That's all you had to do.
Oh,
that's super cool.
This for Evan.
Yeah. I think you must be the best person in the whole world.
Well, I hardly ever get to play that.
Yeah, yeah, we don't have a lot of those on this show.
Usually there's a lot of
your mother's a whore.
But speaking of, I do want to set
talk
something
about your
up. Yes, talk sexual, about my right? mother. No, towards the end of the show here, in the last hour of the show, the last part of the show, hour of the show, the last 15 minutes of the show.
Jesus, Rory.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm all over the place
one of those
today.
Times.
I don't know where I am today.
Where
it's
are
been
you?
A very weird day. But anyway, Reno Tahoe Comedy Club, as I've mentioned before, has been having an ongoing contest in the month of April. Well, they just made it through their last round of their opening round.
The last round of the opening round?
Yeah, the last round of the opening brackets, we'll say.
All right. So now you're moving on to the semifinals?
Yes, this weekend, Friday night on the 27th here is the semifinals at 9 p.m. at Pioneer Underground. But later on in the show, we're going to have one of the winners of last week's contest. The winner of last week's contest, Matt Wiegand? Wiegand. I don't know. I got Wiegand.
Perhaps we'll ask him.
We will ask him when he calls, but he's
going to... How do you say your fucking name?
Right. I wrote it down very quickly, and I can't understand my own handwriting.
And he'll likely be funny, right?
Yes. Much more than the rest of us.
You would think.
He is a professional. Yeah, no, hopefully hopefully he can come on and we can just make him be funny. Like dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah, he'll do that.
Yeah, well, and so, you know, so that'll be at the end of the show, so I just wanted to set that up.
I remember Tim.
Stick around and listen to the whole show to hear that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim was rad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, comedians on here is pretty good. And it's a phone-in, so that'll be cool. And
right?
I always like the...
Spontaneity.
The technology.
No, I like the filter, like it's the phone calls this other world, you know.
Oh, right, right.
That's where we are. Peeking into.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm calling you from Pure Black Sway. I'm on the other side of the room on the telephone.
Stacy Toll, wow. She called in. Yeah.
That was great theater of the mind, Rory.
A year ago, I did a phone in
Stacey.
From Elko.
It's
myself.
Good to talk
yeah.
to you guys.
And I listened to that episode, and it was a lot of nose breathing going on. So
yeah,
sorry
right.
about that.
Guys.
Rick couldn't
Mike.
Have filtered that out
oh,
and made me
Jesus.
Sound a little better.
And right. you're taking
and when
the
we,
hit
yeah.
For
so
that
I'm
one.
An Elko.
Well, when we're doing it here, it's all in mono in our headset, so yep. I couldn't tell whose voice it is. But afterwards, I put everybody in the stereo field, so you know that is Josh's nose.
Yep. It was 100% me. You got to breathe extra hard in Elko. The elevation is a little higher.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You keep telling yourself that.
Wow.
Let's move back. Are we done? Oh, wait, Rick.
What?
Oh, you just recorded with Nick, so we can skip over your weekend.
Yeah, and we had a great fucking time.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I had your wife all weekend.
With my who? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're still legal issues.
And mine.
Yeah.
I had everybody's
and
wife
have
here.
My
and
wife
John
here.
And Margie.
And
me.
So that was weird. I've never done a band where it was two couples.
And then
band.
You got to have even more of me and Maya.
Yeah,
like
and,
that.
And then
yeah.
you guys
I'm really
stuck
getting used to
here.
Hanging out with
the host and production assistant.
Don't we yeah. feel more like a family now?
Yes.
That we've had like all these projects together and
yeah.
I love it.
I'm like shirtless watching cartoons in your living
yeah.
room.
Just
waiting, waiting
take
yeah.
the couch cushion off and throw it on the ground so we can
it's
watch
awesome.
Ren and Stimpy. And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, is that what you guys call it?
Hey, that's code
was,
for
oh,
you know what.
There was a beer box on his head. For, it was fine.
Rick and I called it listening to The Cure.
It was pretty bromo.
I don't have to wear the beer box because I
throw
am
the
gay.
Cat cushion on the ground and put some boxes on her head. And watch some Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
Got some Jello.
Good to see you, faggot.
So hey guys, how you doing?
How was your week?
You enjoying yourselves yet?
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We had a good weekend. We played the Ninny Factory on Friday night.
No shit.
That was fun.
Saturday
night.
Was that Saturday
show.
Night?
Yeah, that was.
Oh yeah, it was
that was
Saturday
like 2
night.
Days ago, wasn't
yeah.
it?
That was 2 days ago.
How'd it go?
Are you old good. Enough to be
Look
high enough to not remember what day it is?
No, man, that was a great show. We played with Courtesy Call and Nana Nonchalant and My Last Line from California. They were all great. It was right. awesome.
Wow,
show.
Nice.
So were
nice
they
show.
More important than you guys?
No.
I mean, what order did it go
of,
in?
We were
of course
Courtesy Call headline.
That man has the right answer.
No.
We were second,
yeah,
but
we played
everybody
second.
Came to see us. So, you
yeah,
know, it was
sweet.
It was all
very
about
cool.
that.
Everyone left
cool.
after
act.
Us. I felt
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, totally. Not that bad.
They how did.
Was, how was So how was it playing on the Knitting Factory stage? Was it amazing? Were the monitors really cool and the lights?
The monitor sucked for me. I couldn't
Damn.
Hear anything. And my kick drum exploded.
Yeah.
You say exploded.
The Rezo head, which is the head I don't hit, the head everyone sees that's mic'd.
That says your band name on it.
Correct. Well, it doesn't right now because I just got this drum set, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
It will.
And, yeah. Well, a new one will because this one exploded. I think it was a combination of me hitting too hard and the mic like fell over and just destroyed it.
No. That could have been my fault. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, here comes
now
the
you're
truth.
Telling me now you did.
Here comes the truth.
Because I know you can't get up and strangle me right now because you're like trapped over in the
corner. Dude, I'm trapped behind
like
13 microphones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy's little kick.
Yeah.
So we were at this one show at the Alley. And,
shut up.
we were opening up for the Agrolites, the reggae band. And Timmy thought it would be a good idea to do one of those cool like jumps off of something, and he decided to do it off my kick drum. He had no vertical. It was all horizontal.
It was about a three-inch jump.
Yeah, he was like 3 inches off the ground.
I was thinking of you that whole time. I didn't want to like, you know, kick the drum like, you know, back into you. I had you in mind, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
Gentlemen, you should work those things out in practice.
Yeah.
I hate everyone in this band.
It sounds like you need a stronger bass.
Sounds like you have the right attitude to be a rock star.
Yeah.
Come sign with my record label.
Yeah. For sure.
Rad. Well, you guys are awesome at the Winter Music Series. That's where I first saw you.
Oh, thanks. Man.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a fun show, actually.
That was really cool.
I really liked your band a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And I think I caught up with you at Made in Reno.
No, I didn't go to that.
No.
That was at the concert series.
No, it was at the Alley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember where that was.
Yeah. Candy Shell played that, right?
Yeah.
No, you guys were super tight. And thanks. Super hella punk rock. So
that was a fun show.
I'm really interested to see what you do with an acoustic guitar and a djembe.
It's pretty impressive, if I do say so myself.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
We might let you down, but...
Oh. Oh. Hey, I've never heard that one before.
I get jokes.
Hilarious.
Well, speaking of which, you guys want to do a song right now for us?
No.
Right off the top of the show. Let's hear some music. Come on.
We don't want to.
Right off the top of the show. We've been here for like half an hour.
Either you play a song, your shtick is working, man.
Or I shoot this. Okay?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you.
All right. Let's do it.
Want to do Honest Thieves?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, dude.
Honest thieves, yeah, you and me, just won't live in my own place. back. Look around us. Will everyone start to finish the race?
Nice. That definitely gets some applause there. So, wow, you guys actually know how to play your instruments. That's a just novelty.
A shocking, huh?
Yeah.
How old are you guys? Like, really?
I'm 19.
I'm 22.
I'm 17.
He's a baby.
I'm going to be 18 in like 3 days, though.
Man. There you go.
So make sure you don't listen to the show. Yeah. It's a good thing it comes out in 3 days.
And you should not tell any of your friends who are under 18 to listen to the show. You don't want anybody under the age of 18 downloading this on iTunes and saying they are over 18. Then
make sure they never go to worstlittlepodcast.com
where they can get it directly from the site.
They would never want to go there, ever.
Never.
The second they turn 18, though, get all over that shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids look in the archives and check out the Letdowns, your first podcast. Yep. Check that one out.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
Definitely should not do that.
So far. Fuck,
but wow, you guys are effing talented, man.
Thank you.
We're all right.
Like we have a new favorite Reno band. Not favorite, but you're in the tops, you know?
Right.
You're the tops. It's hard to pick one.
Nick tells everybody that.
For some reason. Happens a lot.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Letdowns with the Shames is what I'm saying.
That would be a lovely show. That would be a cool bill.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You guys caught them?
No, I'm not familiar.
Oh, shit.
Never heard them before.
They're good.
I think you'd like them a lot.
They're punk rock.
A trio.
Yeah, two girls and Cyril playing drums, and they're screamy punk rock. Awesome. Oh, right on.
Hit me with the Penny, dude.
Everything we like.
Right on. Yeah, let's hear some Penny. Yeah. That's Penny.
That's very good.
They were our very first band we ever played on the show, too.
Yeah.
You guys would dig them, man.
We have yet to have them on live.
You can download that episode two. Right.
Don't.
First month.
That was horrible. Don't listen to that.
We didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
Or just look up the Shames online. Because we
know what we're doing now, right, Rick?
Well, a little better than...
Yeah, this show's rolling way better.
Speaking of which, I need to remember to get to our sponsor. This next segment of the show is brought to... Damn you.
Stop that.
Pinky
Polansky is the uncomfortable pause. Yeah. That was not an uncomfortable pause. That was a smooth segue. Damn you. Anyway, Stingray Tattoo. Love it. Live it. Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Ow. Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Sexy, muscular, black guys.
That was Pinky Polansky. I thought that's what you were going to play next.
Right? We need to make new ones, Rick. You know that, right?
Yeah.
New.
Yeah, we need to make new commercials. We need to I need to get somebody from the damn studio in here, in this studio. And to give us a tattoo live on the air here in the bedroom, I think.
Sounds good.
And then we can get sound bites from their voices. Wouldn't that be
exactly
nice?
Yeah.
For
exactly.
That. So-and-so from
commercial. Wait, can they really tattoo here at my house?
Maybe.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
I think as long as his shit's clean, who cares what the carpet's like?
Yeah, right. You know? Well, that's true. It is the studio. The
carpets are totally clean in here, though.
Jeez.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Do you know what sort of madness has gone on? Those carpets have been covered
Used to be my bedroom. I'm pretty sure I'm aware. I'm very aware what's been on this carpet.
I think that little dog that Layla brought in shit on the floor in here.
I doubt that there is a square foot of this house that has not had some sort of dog or cat.
Or human.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to include all of the general domesticated mammals of the first world.
There's cat semen on the floor in here?
Possibly. Possibly. Always. Dogwater Studios. Ask for it by name. And don't forget to check the Pinky link, pinkypolansky.com.
Jersey! Nice.
And hell, while we're at it, one more guy. I do want to mention Reno Computer Fix. Reno Computer Fix. Justin and Ian. It's an awesome new computer shop here in town, 1170 South Wells, number 7. Check them out. They don't charge by the hour. They charge by the service. And they're really cool guys. So check them out. RenoComputerFix.net is the website.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Got all the sponsors.
That's
out of the
way. That's all the spots for
there
now.
You go.
Yeah. I'll probably think of somebody to mention later because they're cool. But
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reno Tahoe tonight.
You guys want to play a game?
Oh, yeah. Nick has a game for us this week.
No.
Nick, yeah.
This is going to go bad.
I
just want to put in a vote that we don't do this, but
I'm going to put in some game music. Welcome
to the Nick's Game Show. Never going to give you up. No, we're going to do the alphabet game.
The alphabet game.
Set this up for me.
There's a game that you can play in the car. It's super fun, the alphabet game. And basically, the first round's not too hard on some topics, you know, like if you do rock bands or movies or song titles or blah, 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 whatever. Kinds of trees. I don't know. Maybe there's a whole alphabet worth of different kinds of trees. I doubt
probably.
It.
Probably. Tough one.
Yeah, that one sounds tough. But I was thinking we could start with an easy one like rock bands, right, and play with the letdowns. And we all take turns. And I will start it off, and we'll try to get from through.
Does this involve going into a closet with you for 8 minutes at any point in time?
Not till the end.
Okay.
And when I'll tell you about that when we
what
get
is,
there.
What does the winner get, and what does the loser have to do?
Well, I don't think there are any losers. We just want to see if we can actually get through the round. Then we all win.
It's like
oh,
T-ball.
And you remind me, we're playing a game, and anybody who plays the game, you have just lost the game. Sorry. Anyway, moving along.
Felix.
I got the band. I feel better about myself now.
All right, so I'll start it off with ABBA. Go.
Bad Religion.
Go.
Cracker.
The Descendants.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Nice.
Foo Fighters.
I'm going to go with the... And, okay, here's the other rule is for singers. Well, okay, we're just going to do bands, right?
I can't think of something, but so like, I'm going to make up some more rules here.
And you get double points if it's double, too. Like Gigi Allen would be double.
Ew.
Are we supposed to be getting a score here? I was just whoever it lands.
No, they're like imaginary points like in your quiz.
Gotcha. Right. Gotcha. All right.
Somebody gets.
What are we on? Right
or somebody
now?
Gets out.
Yeah.
I did Gigi Allen.
Three.
H. That escapes me. Hoobastank is the only one I can think of. Man,
you made that up.
Well, you get. You also totally. Get points for the fast. The faster you answer, you get points.
Illegal.
Nice. Oh, you get local points. That's okay. Reno points.
You see you how fast I said it to?
I'm not Cody.
Fast
Jay.
As fuck.
Oh, Jawbreaker.
There you go.
Freaking the Canes.
Nice. Reno points.
Lagwagon.
Yeah.
M. Mnemonic.
Is that M?
That's not M.
I was thinking M.
Yes.
I was thinking like pneumatic, like with a P for some reason. I don't know. Nirvana.
Nice.
The overrated Offspring.
You only get 1 point
what's,
for that.
What's right. after O?
P.
P. Oh. Stop. Everyone's staring at me.
You keep getting like the best letters.
P. I don't know any. I'm trying to think here. Someone mouth me something.
You can pass if you'd like.
I don't want to pass.
I have a good
P is for me, though.
What kind of game is this? You can't lose?
Right.
He's out.
No, I'm not out.
Yeah,
you have a time limit.
No, there's no time limit yet.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry. I thought this was my game.
You're making up rules as we go.
I know. I invented it.
What's a P band name?
You can't. Well, if you have help, what the fun is that?
Yeah,
Pat Benatar.
There you go.
Okay.
See, now that's the rule I was talking about. Do you use B for Benatar?
Either
or
one.
Is Pat Benatar?
Moving
we
on.
Passed B.
Go.
Queensryche.
Rancid.
Oh, you punk.
Supertramp.
Thursday. I don't know.
Unconquered.
I don't
ooh,
know
Reno
what
points.
Letter we're on anymore again. Well, letters V. V.
Dude, you suck at alphabet. Come
I do.
On.
I know. It's just going too fast for me.
He can think of bad names. He just can't remember the alphabet.
I play drums.
Right.
V. What if it's like the next letter? Does it have to start? No. I mean, like, there's two words.
By not having it be out.
This is three turns. Three turns in a row. You're out. You're out. I get the
two. It was two turns.
The first one was too long.
Even if it only if it's the is the first word. because then the rule is whatever
violent
the is
thing.
Like, you know.
The
nice. Good.
Very,
good.
Very
job.
Cool.
Very
good. What comes after V?
W.
White Snake.
Nice.
Okay. Just rolling out the 80s metal here.
X.
Yeah. Nice. Number one answer. I'm going to go with Yaz.
Z.
Oh, Rick, how come you're not playing?
Because it's not visually. We would forget
yeah,
me every time.
Yeah, we would
time.
Have to.
Oh,
yeah.
Not help. Yeah. Yeah.
You're right, here in spirit. Z Top.
There
oh,
you go.
We made it. So that's
that
one
good.
Round.
We sort of made it.
Now, what happens is you sit at the
Cody.
Bar or in your car, whatever.
Sorry. You are the weakest
and the rounds
snake.
Get
Goodbye.
Harder.
Okay.
Do we want to play another round or
I
should
do.
We move on?
I
want to
redeem myself.
Because
yeah.
you cannot repeat yourself.
That's terrible radio.
I redeem myself.
Oh, okay.
This right. is the. Wait,
well, what do you, this
it's
whole
the
segment gets the win.
It's the sound of people unplugging right. their computers.
So then it'd be different categories. So
damn
the next
it.
Category
all
would be
my
like.
Ideas.
All right. Category two, bitches that rejected you.
A to Z. I'll just do them all myself.
Amanda.
A bitch called my mom. That bitch, a cunty bitch, the douchey bitch. Yeah,
every
I just,
bitch.
Yeah, oh, there you go. See, you get it.
That fucking one, bitch.
That fugly bitch.
That goddamn bitch.
A happy bitch. What?
Yeah,
an insane bitch.
That's a mind boggler. Right.
Yeah. The invisible bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could.
You know, let's do types of mollusks.
And now that just
what the fuck?
Excited,
junkie bitch.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay now, well, how about run. Orifices that, just... that I put my penis in?
How about?
I got a good
egg. Rick, down boy. how about we
sexy,
have
sexy
a...
muscular black guys.
Okay, how about we have a song?
I yeah, love it. That would.
Song.
Nick, thank you
game
for trying.
Over.
That would help rerail this show.
Where's my pick?
Good music from
try
young,
it at home. It's a fun
the
game.
Local talent.
Yeah, I bet at home that would be fun.
What are we playing?
Yeah, yeah, what are play we with us at home.
Next, I just play by myself.
Wait, next time we play, we should leave a spot for the audience to have their letter. And then just give them like 5 seconds to guess, and then we move on and skip a letter.
But they'll never get it.
Are you questioning the intelligence of our audience?
I think our audience would probably play
that's
that game better than we did.
Depending on the letter.
All right.
Because after a while, Q gets really hard, and so does Z. And so does
X.
U.
Warren Zevon, Frank X. Zappa. I mean, come on.
But that's
damn,
the
that's pretty much
the
all of it.
Letter,
that's pretty
second
much
sure.
the rule.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, what's the name of the song, gentlemen?
What
which one do you want to do?
Let's
El Paso,
do it in the end.
In the end.
Oh, I thought we were going to save that for the end.
In the end.
And where do you write most of your music? On the balcony or by the jacuzzi?
You write most
in
of
my
your
hot
music.
Bedroom.
He writes it on the toilet.
I was going to say in the shower.
I write the
or on
lyrics
the
on the toilet.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
fantastic.
So it's called
Stinking
in the end.
And
it's called In the End.
Is it about butt sex?
It is not actually.
I like it in the end.
Sexually,
this song is
so to speak.
Oh, so to speak, I like.
We
this
haven't
song.
Got to good. That portion of the show.
Not yet. Saving it for later.
All right, let's all do right. this.
Let's do it.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's been so long chasing after times. This tide pulls strong, but in the end I'll be fine. 2, 3, 4. Well, I'm the same as I ever was, for better or for worse. That may bring you relief, but I take it as a curse. We can run so back home.
It's been so long chasing after dimes. This time pulls strong, but in the end I'll be fine. Well, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Woo. Fucking rad.
That was awesome. It's a good song.
Thanks.
I messed up like 5 times.
Me too.
Didn't even notice.
Me 3.
Sure, whatever. Well, you guys are musicians. It's always cool.
All right, take 2.
Yeah, let's fix it in post.
Jeez.
So where's your least favorite place to play in town?
Cody's
a high school
Cody's,
gym.
Cody had
a high school gym in Cody's bedroom.
Yeah, we played, we won my high school's Battle of the Bands last Wednesday.
Hey,
hell yeah.
Fucking rad.
Yeah.
And we got the opportunity to play it like the whole wide school assembly.
Awesome.
And the sound just sucks so bad.
And it's in front of
2,500 kids who don't give a crap about punk rock music.
Who listen to Little
or music.
Yeah, and they just they're all just sitting there like you know, they're just doing nothing, like blank expressions.
Acting all cool and shit.
Mouths hanging open.
Yeah.
Well, you must have got some cool girls coming up after that. Come on.
No.
Zero.
No.
Zero.
Maybe Zach's sister. I think that was about that was
our
only one
groupie.
That show.
We had a few men come up to us.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
Sparks high.
Shucks.
A lot of grown men at
Damn
Sparks
it.
High, what?
Well, Spanish
creepy.
Springs.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Rick?
Rick was a student there for a few years.
Sparks High? Yeah.
A few.
Church and AA meetings.
I bet they have other guys
in the high school.
Though.
A lot of grown men there, was there?
Right? Hanging out at high schools, looking for punk bands. Hey, boys, you want to record? Yeah, we'll get it down.
Those gyms weren't really
You can help me lay the cable.
Right?
Yeah, the sound quality isn't all that good.
It was terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, the guitar was...
Punk rock was made for like a small
room. I couldn't hear the guitar. I was standing right there. It was terrible.
Yeah, we were like un-mic'd and we were in this giant gym. It was stupid.
It was so terrible. Yeah. All we could
That's
hear
fantastic.
Was his vocals and his
and,
drums.
And my snare drum.
Yeah, your snare. Yeah.
That's it.
That's about it.
Good times. Right. That,
yeah.
It builds character
as
a band.
It does. Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Because really, there's you only have but to go up from there.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
that,
true.
Yeah,
that's
there
true.
Are.
Yeah,
I mean, there are some really shitty places to play in town, but
I think in high school assembly is probably your toughest audience. So you live through that, you know?
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because kids are fucking cruel.
Yeah.
The younger they get, the crueler. Like 6-7 year olds, they're middle
that's
school.
No,
worst.
Yeah,
that's where it's the most venomous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we talk about this all the
vicious.
Time. Everyone's always like, "Oh, wait till you get to high school. That's gonna suck, and you're gonna get made fun of all the time."
Shit, high school was rad.
I developed a handful of friends in high school.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
middle
school,
it was me against the wolves.
It's every man for himself there.
Middle school is vicious and ugly. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It sucks. Because everyone's like all in their awkward stages in their lives.
Yeah, maybe
you know?
We should put them all in barrels for those years. That will store them in the basement.
Age them like
put them somewhere.
Feed them through
pickles.
A tube.
Pickles. Let's pickle the children.
Let's just eat them all. Let's eat the kids.
And then let them out when they are 16. Now drive.
Turn them loose.
Here's some car keys. Off into the world with you.
I probably learned just as much by putting them in prison for those 2 years between elementary and high school.
Yeah, no joke.
Oh my. I lived through that.
If you guys saw the high school's rough, wait till you guys play a preschool. That's a tough audience.
Ouch.
Yeah, it is tough.
Just
ask,
but they are more
depends.
Into punk.
They are, yeah.
Yeah,
little kids do like punk music.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
F and A.
Yeah. Oh, show.
Exactly.
They want to play the drums and shit.
I know.
Yep.
I love you very much. You know that?
No, 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 I don't know that.
What did she
say?
Down
the crack pipe.
Aflac.
Oh, it's too late.
See you in Toledo.
No.
No. U-A-G.
Well, I like it that way. I make it slow.
What is happening?
I was running through a ball.
My name is Riku.
I want
a
wang, and I want it now.
Oh, now we're going on
yeah.
to John Waters.
Yeah.
You know.
No. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was almost as fun as Nick's game.
Do you guys have any shows coming up here soon?
Yeah, we're playing our next big show is at Wolfstock at UNR.
It's first annual thing, wow. I guess.
On May 5th.
May 5th. They're expecting like 3,500 people. So,
cool.
Yeah. We're at a UNR. Very just
cool. Like yeah. Intramural fields or something really over awesome. By the football
yeah,
field.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I expected 3,500 people at this podcast, and it hasn't happened yet. But that's just Reno.
Well, that just takes time, Rick.
There's like 18,000 students.
Our numbers are steadily and slowly increasing.
We've had hundreds of people in here.
I think
after 60 some episodes, we've had hundreds of people in here.
Hundreds of people.
Not quite thousands.
Or maybe 100. No, maybe
get
more.
There.
Well, we'd probably actually be about 60 times. We like count four. Like the full bands. But anyway, back to this band.
Anyway, yeah, right.
We
sorry.
Digress. We do that a lot.
Yeah, but more about us and our show.
Early onset Alzheimer's.
Way early.
So you got the UNR thing on the 5th?
Yeah, that's and then the next week after that, we got it's called the Biggest Little Rail Jam for Autism
yeah,
at the Corkscrew.
Yeah. Over that by looks UNR. Like a really
across
cool event.
The
there's a bunch
UNR.
Of bands.
Yeah, a lot of punk bands. So it should be fun.
And skateboarding? Cool.
Skateboarding, yeah.
Snowboarding, skateboarding yeah. And punk rock for autism.
And yeah. Yeah. And that's at the Corkscrew.
And it's free.
So
yeah.
So
and that's during the day on the 12th of May.
May 12th, yeah.
Very
yeah,
cool.
It's a
cool.
Saturday. Think
yeah mm-hmm. yes
help. Oh cool
and then if you have anything going on the next weekend after that we don't care because that's Merry Anarchy May 18th and 19th
that's woo! Right that's right a big show coming up
so and you all know what that's about we talk about it every week great yeah. benefit
and we'll
show
we'll be talking about it more closer it gets which is only like 3 weeks away
yeah so that's why I'm just getting crazy. Mention it keeping it in people's minds keep it alive mm-hmm. Do you guys have a website
Facebook
yeah, just Facebook.
That's our main thing.
That's all you really need.
You guys got to
nail that down.
Reverb Nation or anything?
Yeah, well, yeah we have that too. That kind of ties in with no one goes on Reverb Nation.
All the kids are on Facebook.
Unless they click the Facebook link to the song on Reverb.
Listen here. I actually Googled you guys earlier and I clicked on the Facebook or the Reverb Nation thing first.
Wow.
Yeah. There's like three other letdowns. We're trying to beat them out,
I did Letdowns Reno, and it went to you guys.
Yeah.
I think we're number one if you just search Letdowns, too, though.
We need to squash the others.
Fucking A?
Yeah. I think so. Yep.
Dominate digital media. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Got to beat out all these posers.
They were around before us.
Yeah.
For real. How long have you been playing together?
About a year.
Shows. Okay.
Our first gig actually was last year's High School Battle of the Bands.
Oh, okay.
So, We won that, too.
Back to back?
Back to back.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking
nice. That was a legacy action.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 years undefeated.
You going to be able to go back next year and do it?
They want us to.
Yeah, they actually they, want us
but
to.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 22. I've been in high school. I haven't been in a high school for 4 years.
So you show up to high schools and beat all the kids at Battle of the Bands?
What's up, guys? That's basically what happened this year. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome.
But
you got yourself a ringer.
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't with you guys when you guys played that first one.
Yeah,
that's
last year we were
we
all
actually,
in high school. So.
We found this guy on Craigslist.
Yeah, they were cruising Men Seeking Men section. It just so happened that I
thought M Seeking M meant Musician Seeking Musicians.
Yeah. I mean, they just, I don't know.
The first time he came over, Zach and I thought he was going to kill us. We strategically hid weapons around.
You had like this club.
Yeah, I went to Africa and I got this club. It's called a Maasai Warrior Club and it's used to castrate goats and kill lions. So I thought that would be a good tool against Timmy Lund here.
Yeah, that was something. You like pulled that out. Like, dude, check out this club.
Just had to scare him a little.
Yeah,
a trusty police baton.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I had a police baton, too. Yeah, hid that in the shoe.
So what's up? You want to join our band?
Dudes, yeah. That was something.
Well, I didn't know. Off Craigslist, he's like 90 years old.
I know. I'm like,
the pictures of him on Facebook at the time, he had like this big beard.
Yeah, I had like this crappy facial hair going. It was bad.
It was scary.
You never knew. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you never knew. You never knew. Your house
for sure.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
I didn't even fuck with that.
It is scary. I'm surprised that you guys even let me come over.
There are more bands than I thought in Reno that got together on Craigslist.
It's modern times.
Yeah,
I guess.
I can't think of any. But
I love living in the future. Mary Jane Rocket.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, at least one or two.
Usually,
of them.
Yeah, the rest of them are all family.
Nuke Vegas.
Yeah,
too,
they're all related. Nuke Vegas. Yeah,
that's like three bands in a row we've had in here that have some way hooked up through. Craigslist,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Man. Craigslist, bringing people together.
Yeah.
You just don't always want pictures.
Good place to find a bass player or herpes or whatever.
Whatever
or both.
Whatever
you're into.
Or knitted herpes. There's a movement out there. It started on ThinkGeek about making cute little like stuffed animal diseases. You can give your friend syphilis, and it's like this cute little stuffed animal.
Man, okay. You're so weird.
they even have necrotizing fasciitis. That one's my favorite.
reminds me of the fucking bageling. Like just
oh right, the bagel heads.
People are weird. Why do they do this shit? I don't get it, dude.
They're bored. We live in the future. A lot more leisure time. Technology knitted takes the work disease out of our hands. So I need to put saline injection into my forehead. I need to knit a AIDS, you know.
Weird.
Am
I in a fucking
just one, though.
I know.
I got silicosis. Oh, I knew it would happen sooner or later. Are you all right? No, I mean, I got this little teddy bear that says silicosis on it.
Exactly. You get the idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird. Ah. Yeah, if you don't laugh, you cry, right?
Right.
So fuck
it. It's getting hot in here.
If you can still cry after you get silicosis,
it's
moist in here.
Wait until I have to fart. It's going to be
oh, no.
So let's, moving on. Let's, what do you think about playing that game everybody loves so bad?
Whoever smelt
oh,
it,
that
it?
Game.
Yeah, the
I
one
forgot
that
about
is
that. My
a
game.
Great mental test.
My game.
Me no talk good on radio show.
Rick, can I have some music, please? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to another edition of the worst little quiz in the world. I'm your host, the Rev. Rory Dodd, and today with us playing, we have the Letdown, Zach, Timmy, and Cody. Are you ready to play a game?
We're ready.
Yeah, we're pretty ready.
Yeah, the crowd is excited.
Come on,
all right,
guys.
You're getting me to ask you some arbitrary questions and give you some arbitrary point scores for depending upon your answer. And Cody, don't disappoint me. You are my favorite to win right now. No pressure.
Yeah.
No
don't
pressure.
Don't let him down.
Oh, cha-ching.
Again.
So, question number one. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, Zach. Who do you cannibalize first?
Ooh. Well, I don't have a brother. What was the third choice?
Lover, brother,
I'll eat
mother.
My lover.
Mother.
You'd eat your mom?
No, lover. No.
Oh. Lover.
Lover.
I thought she said mother.
Going with the lover, eh?
Okay. How would she taste? Would she taste...
I don't know. We,
salty?
We talk about this far too often.
Yeah. Oh. We talk about
it. I don't know. Why
don't
you bite his hand?
Here, lick my finger. How's that?
Yeah, see who tastes better. I think that's how you do it.
Timmy, it's you.
Me. Timmy?
I got to do
the
same.
Questions to you. Same question. Lover, brother, or mother? Who do you cannibalize first?
Man, my brother's got some lean meat on him. I'd probably go for him. He'd make a good steak,
I
think.
It looks pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Good answer. Yeah. Good answer. The better steaks, the better. Mm-hmm. And Cody?
Hands down, my brother.
Which one?
Kaysen. Dude, remember we were talking about this? He would taste good.
He tastes damn good.
Because he has like this caramely skin. Mmm. Saute that right up.
Yeah.
All right. Back to you, Cody. How often do you masturbate?
I hope your girlfriend's dad listens to this.
Oh, no! Oh, he hates
me. It's too late now anyway.
Okay, well,
You don't have to answer, but you have to...
Oh, wait, guys, I have to interrupt the game. I have to interrupt the game.
Oh,
hello?
Hi, Rory.
Matt, hey, good to hear you. Everybody, this is Matt. Help me pronounce your last name again. Was it Wiegand?
Wiegand.
Matt Wiegand, winner of last week's Reno Tahoe Comedy Club's first round.
Hi, Matt. Congratulations.
Welcome, welcome.
Woo!
How you doing tonight, friend?
I'm doing okay. Just got done with a Spanish test, actually, so that was cool.
A Spanish test? Are you going to school here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go to school at UNR.
Ah, what useless major are you enrolled in?
Oh, absolutely. It's unemployment studies, actually. Political science and international affairs.
Congratulations, and I welcome you to the unemployment line when you get here in 6 months. How much longer do you have left up there?
I graduate in December.
All right, well, congratulations. Really, really. It's a lot of bullshit for nothing. but so, at any rate, comedy. How long have you been doing comedy here in Reno? Is this your first shot at it, or have you been working around for a while?
This is my third year doing comedy here in Reno. And, I've been, just this last year has been the first year that I've really been actually working at it. You know, as like getting paid for it from time to time.
Congratulations. You were able to quit your day
job? Thank
you, Rick.
No.
Making some drinking money?
Yeah, exactly. It's basically getting paid to go on road trips to Idaho.
To where?
So, Idaho.
Oh, exciting Idaho.
Better be paying big money.
You don't
mind blowing Idaho.
They love comedians there.
Yeah. I hear.
Yeah, we hear they love comedians in Idaho.
Oh, they love to hate comedians in Idaho.
Yep. You trying to be funny, boy?
So, you passed the first round. What is next for you in the Reno Tahoe Comedy Contest?
The next round, I suppose, all the people that moved on, it's 6 minutes to pull out their best material and whatnot. So,
sexually.
Go in, do my stuff.
How long did you get in the first round?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, so yeah, another 60 seconds. You can pull out another stinger.
So many more.
Is that this weekend? That's at least one round of it is this Friday night.
One round is Friday, and then the next round is May 18th.
Okay. Are you this Friday, or are you going to be in May 18th?
I am this Friday.
Awesome. So we can all come out and see you there.
Yep.
That's at the Pioneer Underground. I believe doors open at 9 p.m., shows 9:30 or 10, something like that.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's going to be at 9:30.
Okay, 9:30. Okay, so get up there early. If you show up early, there is a hypnotist or something beforehand, usually.
Kim, hypnotist.
Yeah.
Dude, does that really work?
Yeah.
They're not faking? That's fucking
right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to that, right?
I would love to see that.
Yeah, you guys get hypnotized and blow each other.
Yes.
We're going to watch cartoons.
Where's the beer box? We're going to have Rick go get hypnotized to be straight. Well, right on, Matt. So, are you excited? What do you got? Throw something at us that you might pull out in your last 60 seconds.
Dance Monkey.
Dance Monkey.
Last 60 seconds?
Dance Monkey. You have 60 seconds. Go.
Well, I have this bit about drinking coffee, and not to ruin it or anything like that, but I compare it basically to taking a sip of tea and waking up so fast you'll feel like you're on the surface of the moon. With Teddy Roosevelt and the entire cast of Gremlins 2. That's a pinch.
Just a taste.
Yeah. Just a tip.
Not Gremlins 1, though, right?
Not Gremlins 1.
That's not
food to lose. No, not Gremlins 1. I'm going for the superior of the two films. Gremlins
2. Tony Randall can
the one without Steve Guttenberg in it.
Well, everybody, please go out and check out Matt Wiegand and all the rest of the comics. Matt Wiegand at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club semifinals this Friday at 9:30. Doors open at 9. Matt, thanks for coming on the show with us, and good luck. Good luck to you, man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Good night, see
ya.
Guys.
Are you sure he's gay?
Not really, huh?
Sorry, Matt, that was a little underwhelming. I hope you don't listen to this show before Friday.
Well, comics always do good when you say, you've got 60 seconds, say something funny.
Go.
Well, no, but it wasn't even that. I mean, he could have at least, like, just a throwaway, one-liner, like, something.
20 seconds in now, Matt, come on.
No, I'm okay at what I do, but if somebody stopped me on the road and said, okay, engineer, now!
I just thought I was the... You know you're coming onto a show as a featured comic, and I thought I was the only one trying to be funny there.
I was trying.
Well, we're working. He's
and not. I was trying very hard and failing very hard.
Sorry, I tried. Right. I tried once or twice.
Back
too,
to the real entertainment.
Well, this show isn't called the best little podcast,
Cody.
All right,
I believe we
Have
were
you had
still
a chance
on
to think your
question, Cody.
Question.
How often do ye take ye hands to oneself?
You thought you got off, huh?
I knew it was coming back.
So to speak.
I don't know. Maybe like. Surprisingly, not as often as I used to.
Which is, frequency per week. Per day, week. If you need to.
No,
per
day. Maybe like once a week.
Once a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You look like you're going to explode.
Yeah, dude.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. Timmy?
Well, hi, Mom. if I had to guesstimate, I'd say 2 to 3 times a week, but...
Yeah.
I don't keep a record of these things.
No, I did when I was your age. Yeah.
He had a journal.
I masturbated furiously.
3 times today.
Just had 3 times in an hour.
Count the number of crusty socks.
3 crusty socks.
And Zach.
Oh, man.
Zach doesn't want to answer this question either.
I don't, but I will. I'm the only single one in the band, but I have to go the 2 or 3 times, like Timmy.
Jesus, do you guys play video games? Like,
what? No.
Furiously, Rick. They play them furiously.
We have 40 and 50-year-old Ben people in here doing it twice a day. Meanwhile, the next generation has stopped touching their own junk. It's just weird.
Let's see. Next question. Zach, what's the color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear?
Gray Hanes boxer briefs.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
I gotta check. Hang on. They look like something bought at Walmart in like some old man ass pack. They look like they have blue stripes, like blue pinstripe.
They're pretty
those
disgusting.
Be boxers.
They look like great value boxers. They look
excellent.
Great value. They feel terrible.
With the cheap underwear,
yes.
Timmy.
Hey, I forgot underpants at the Knit Show, and I was very to tell everybody about
commando.
I was Commando. It was fantastic.
That's punk rock.
Yeah, you're up.
I understand that'll blow out a kick drum.
Yes. that specifically is what did it.
What, right?
The power of your unbridled.
Yeah, the power of my wiener flopping around. It was my wiener flopping around, knocked a hole in that drum. Yeah. That's what it was.
Not that I'm complaining, but so far this show is gayer than normal. Which is saying a lot for our show.
Right.
That's what happens when you get me and Cody in a room.
And Cody.
Mine are they're gray Fruit of the Looms with a green elastic band.
Ooh,
fancy. And they're boxer briefs.
It's like racing stripes.
With the boxer briefs as well.
Okay. It's all about those boxer briefs.
Racing stripes.
You get support and freedom.
Yes.
Cody, name the celebrity that you would ruin your current relationship for.
Ugh.
Oh,
John Stamos.
Oh,
good answer.
Good
precise.
Answer.
Damn. Yeah.
And quick. Yeah. Not really much thought there.
No, it's a no-brainer, man.
He would have said it faster if he didn't have to go, ooh.
As he thought about him. John.
Then you just pictured him on top of you with his shirt off. Just,
ooh. Oh, dude,
one time a week is going to be about 15 minutes.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, man.
Timmy, same question to you.
Yeah. I would say... I can't remember her name. She's in Scott Pilgrim. The chick that plays Ramona Flowers. She is fucking gorgeous.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't know her name.
Oh yeah, Mary Elizabeth something.
Also,
nobody knows what I'm talking. The chick from Scott Pilgrim.
Ramona Flowers.
Yeah,
she was
hot.
I know that's one of those movies I know I'm supposed to watch, but
yeah. Oh,
well,
man.
And we're so old, we're not supposed to think she's hot because she's so young.
She's not that young.
Okay,
but she was kind of hot.
And Zach, your hypothetical girlfriend, who would you ruin? Who would you ruin your relationship with your left hand for?
I already know who he's gonna say.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
Tom Brady.
Going with the manly.
Yeah.
Manly.
All right.
Answer, very nice.
Yeah, he is pretty manly for
Brad Pitt of the NFL.
Almost like
Do you have any tattoos?
Any what?
Excuse me?
Tattoos. Tattoos upon your
tattoos?
Skin? Tattoos.
Oh, I see. No,
tattoos.
I do not.
No tattoos.
No tattoos.
No points for no tattoos.
No, I don't either.
None. And of course you don't. You're underage.
Yeah, I don't, but I have a really good idea for one. I want to get the word bad tattooed on my butt, so it'd be like bad ass, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's pretty ironic.
Oh,
and then later in life, you can get idea right underneath.
And you should get that done at Stingray Tattoo. Hey.
Woo! Nice tie-in.
Thank you.
3 days from now.
Let's see.
Yes.
Lots of questions here. Okay. All right. Well... What do you want to be? What do you want to have for your last meal, Zach?
Wingstop.
Butthead.
Oh. Yeah.
Wingstop.
You can't pick the same one, can you?
They would all pick the same thing.
We would all just
get less points.
Oh, man. The next one has to start with an X.
X? Are there any food salads that even start with X? Like, honestly.
Extreme Burger.
Xylophone.
Yeah. Right. Xylophone. Xylophone.
You just
burger.
Eat a xylophone.
Oh, man. It's all about that famous Dave's, man. That barbecue pork burger.
Right. Oh, so far, so pretty good. Much national chains.
Zach Ellery took Wingstop, so I'm going to have to say an awful awful from downtown.
Okay, that's right.
Hey. Attaboy. Hey. He knows what's up.
That was my second
you get
choice.
Local
he knows
there,
what's
totally.
Up.
Totally.
Wingstop fuels our band.
Me. Cody, in all of history, who would you pick a fist fight with? All of history.
If I could, anyone in history.
Anybody.
Oh, this is a good question.
Oh,
can, a lot of people I'd like to fight.
Cannot be fictional, but can be question. Mythical, maybe. Right. Like Alexander the Great.
Mythical?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay, shut up, faggot.
Okay.
Hey, hacks plagiarize. Real artists like me just steal that bullshit.
Yeah, you're honest, too.
I don't know. I'd probably have a good old boxing match with Abraham Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln! Oh,
that's a pretty surprisingly
popular answer. Yeah.
He's
a lot
of
people pick Abe.
He's so tall, and I think it'd be a good fight. It'd be hard for me to win.
But, you know, he hunted vampires.
He was scrappy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to see that movie.
No, there's a book, though.
I'm not going to read that book.
You should. Tell us a lot about America that you didn't know. Tell you what, son. Anyway, Timmy. Hi.
Hi.
Who would you pick a fist fight with?
I'd have a ladder match with Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah!
Yeah. I would raise him from the dead and have a ladder match.
Dude, he would kill you. He would eat you.
He would destroy me.
And, moving along, right. Zach?
I think I would have go in a fist fight with Scott Stapp.
Oh!
Nice!
Oh!
Oh! Dude,
dude, he'd beat the crap out of you, dude.
No, he would not.
He'd beat the crap out of you,
dude,
with
I would kill him.
He got his ass
his arms would be open.
Like
a bunch of
yeah.
Face.
Yeah.
Dang.
Let's make that one happen. That guy's still alive, too.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. There's a lot of questions I don't want to ask you since, well, you at least are still a minor.
Since he's a baby.
Oh, whatever, dude.
Well, now, you know.
He's the age of consent. It's
well, now
right.
You have yeah. to ask one of the terrible ones.
All right, when was the last time you drove drunk, son?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't want to ask that question.
It's a bad question.
I don't even think he has his driver's license.
Yeah, I don't even have his driver's license.
Never.
Have you ever caught your parents having sex?
No, I haven't.
There's a good story, but I'm not going to tell it here. I'm not going to tell
good
it here.
Good stories get more points.
I haven't.
Stories get lots of points.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Not with your parents.
Okay. You should have seen the twinkle in his eye.
So, I've never caught my parents having sex, but I've heard them, you know?
Yeah.
Got to, like, turn on my fan or the music so I don't, like, throw up in my sleep. But funny story.
Hilarious story.
I was under my mom's bed the other day.
That's always a good start to the story right there.
And the funniest part was...
You are a creepy kid.
No.
Who are you doing?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I was under there because there was this bag of Reese's. Like Reese peanut butter cups.
You're like fucking E.T.
Mom, I want some candy.
No, but because my mom has to hide them because if she leaves them in the kitchen.
The food place.
The food place. Yeah. If she leaves it in the kitchen, my little brother.
Yeah, your little brother.
He'll eat them all in like 4 hours.
The kid that tastes really good.
Yeah.
But that's why.
But she's not worried about the son that would crawl under the bed to get them.
Shut up. No, but anyways. So, the gist of the story, I went under there and there was this box in the way of the Reese's. So I had to pull the box out and I took a quick glance in there.
Oh no.
It's better than you think, I promise.
And there was a penis pump.
A mighty man. Mighty man penis pump.
It was probably.
Your score just fucking rocked.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Dude. No. But that's funny because that means your mom is more concerned about hiding the Reese's than the penis pump.
No.
Or just as, at least.
The
yeah.
funny part about the story is I actually told my mom that I found it.
See, you shouldn't tell people that part of the story. No.
That is interesting.
You do have a dad,
keep going,
right?
Now keep going.
Well, he's my mom's boyfriend.
Okay, so this is your stepdad. Okay,
he's not really like my stepdad.
Otherwise, why would your mother have that?
Well, no, because
Carmen.
It was like brand new, still in the box that it got shipped in.
Yeah, I bet it was.
And, well, my mom said she's never seen it before.
It's not like something that's been laying around since like 86,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. So you outed him. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
She's lying.
No doubt.
How would she hide the Reese's without seeing it?
No. It was like she hid the Reese's before that.
Before the box even got there, it was brand new.
How long
fresh.
Does she keep Reese's under the bed for?
I don't know. They've been down there for a while.
They
I forgot about them for a while.
Melted.
I was like, oh,
she got them for Halloween in 2010. Yeah.
Well, my mom works at Smith's, so she gets like all the manager's specials when everything.
I think they sell those at Smith's.
So she bought like a case of Reese's
right next to the Snuggies.
Yeah, the Snuggies, the Reese's,
as seen
the penis pump.
You know.
It's right in between the penis pumps and the Reese's.
Well, that makes sense alphabetically.
All right. Timmy, beat that. Have you ever caught your parents having sex?
No, and thank God for that.
Oh, dude, that would be weird.
I've seen my stepdad butt-ass naked plenty of times. He's one of those kind of guys. He's a big guy.
He's
cool. Bill. He's a big guy.
Like and muscular or fat?
Like
Rick,
like,
don't be gross.
I'm like, sorry.
Well, he's
I just want to put the picture together in my head.
Yeah, he's
sure
like.
You do.
Like got a kind of guy with a big belly.
He
you
looks
know?
Like the Coca-Cola Santa Claus.
A little bit, yeah. He's kind of got that look
Coca-Cola
to him, you know.
Santa Claus.
And he's the kind of guy. He's the kind of guy. It's his house. He doesn't give a fuck. Yeah. He's just gonna walk around butt ass naked. He doesn't care. His package is flopping around. That's the closest I've ever come.
And
thank God.
did he ever have a stiffy walking around?
No, he did not. Okay. Or if he did, I couldn't tell. Sorry, Bill.
He needs the penis pump.
He might want to share that one, yeah. They can pass it.
Your stepdad, you get together with that
guy. Just tell him to go to Smith's.
Yeah, we go to Smith's. They got a special. Manager special.
Manager special on the penile pump.
Zach, have you been in the unfortunate instance of running into your parents?
I have not. And I don't have any stories, thankfully. And I want to keep it that way.
So. Right. I can picture your dad, though.
I don't want to.
That says more about you, Timmy, than anything else.
Our stepdads and his dad, you know, that's all I'm picturing right now with that penis pump.
Oh, my gosh.
All I'm thinking about. All I'm thinking about.
Wow. This is probably the gayest show we ever did.
Yeah. Like I said, it's what happens when I get in a room with a bunch of dudes.
All right, Nick, you want to hit him with some rapid fires?
Well, yeah, okay.
Tally the scores.
Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
Stones.
All right. Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Beatles.
All right. Nice. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Sex Pistols.
Clash.
Okay. Here's a weird one. Here's a weird one. NXS or REM? Go.
NXS.
REM.
REM.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer.
AIDS.
Nice.
You would say so.
Go again, Rick. Go.
Gay or ginger? Yeah.
What?
What?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh. I'd rather be gay.
Damn. Oh man, that sucks. That's like choosing puke or shit. I don't know.
That's a good one. I need to write that down.
Fuck.
That's
shit, no fun. Right? That's no fun at all.
Well, I'll take puke any day.
I'm going to take shit and I'm going to say gay.
Nice.
I'd rather be a flaming homosexual than have red hair.
You're all a bunch of faggots.
Good job.
Yeah. You're ginger phobes.
Flaming homos.
We are.
Ginger phobes.
Hardcore ginger phobes.
They have no souls, man.
They're that band name list. Band lameness list, Nick. That. Rick, band name list. Gingerphobes.
Gingerphobes. Excellent.
The gingerphobes. It's awesome.
I'm writing it down. Your next band. Yeah.
I like this
bitch.
Redheads come to your show. You're all, you get fuck
get
out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get,
yeah. Somebody kick him.
Get up. Get up. Get.
All right. We won't kick your ass because the law says so. Junior, welcome here.
So our first runner-up is the beautiful and talented with 95 points. Timmy. And rounding out the bottom of the crowd, we do have the other lovely and beautiful and talented Zach with only 85 points.
Aww,
and coming in strong with one of the best stories I've heard in a minute. 197 points. You win 4 free stickers.
All right. Woo!
And I say they're free stickers because, well, we don't make people pay for them anyway. The wonderful, beautiful Descendants shirt wearing Cody.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah. Yes, well done on the quiz. You guys.
I'd like to say a speech.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just kidding.
No, go ahead. Here, wait.
Your speech on how you won the game the quiz.
My game plan. I went in quick and I was being 100% legitimate.
Yeah.
There is a penis pump in my house.
That just describes your whole sex life right there.
For you watching on the video, you will have to listen to that quiz.
You can take that sticker and cut it up and make it say twat also.
Sick.
Nice.
Yeah, no, speaking of you filming, I need to remember, Nick's filming this show every week. It's up on the YouTube. What's the name of the channel, Nick?
Astronaut69.
Astronaut69.
Some rad, really great music on there, too.
Check it out on the YouTube. But I keep forgetting that you're doing that, and I really need to do my hair before the show. It looks all awful now.
Me too.
Oh, no, man. There's no prep.
This show just gets gayer and gayer.
It's raw.
But I'm a shallow, narcissistic whore. I always have to have perfect hair.
I'm sorry.
Perfect. Perfect her.
You got your vest with the chain. And
yay.
You look good.
Thank you. Music.
Yes.
Let's hear some more music.
Shit, I forgot we were playing music.
What is
we were just talking about penis pumps all day.
Yeah.
All right.
I got sidetracked.
What are we doing? What song do we have left? El Paso?
You want to do Ice Queen?
Save Ice Queen for a while. How many more songs can we do?
10.
10,000.
No, this one and one more, right? And then we're going home.
All right, let's do Ice Queen next.
El Paso.
All right, whatever, I don't care. El Paso. All
right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The music goes, you were not a letdown.
No. Yeah. saving this show from sucking.
I think the only way you're a letdown is that you're telling people, we're the letdowns, and then they get there and like, no, you're not.
That's our plan. So
which
we can only go better.
Yeah.
Aim low. Nobody will ever be disappointed.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was funny about having them on the worst podcast too. It's a perfect letdowns match. On the worst. Man, everybody's tuning into that.
Why don't we just call this? This show will suck.
Well, that's when we rebrand ourselves when we go corporate.
Right.
This podcast
sucks.
Man, that's not. Is it too late?
TPS, right? Yeah, TPS.
Yeah, when we go national.
Yeah, when we go national.
This show sucks.
All right, so looking ahead to this weekend, what's going on? Yeah. Friday, like I mentioned, Reno Tahoe Comedy Club's semifinals, 9 p.m. at, what is that, Pioneer Underground.
Nice.
Chewy?
Saturday night, Red Mercury's playing for free. Woo-hoo. At the Red Rock, which is the old Blue Lamp on Sierra Street.
Yeah.
Like Jub Jub softball team playing a doubleheader Thursday at 8:50 and 10
Who are
o'clock.
Your opponents?
Probably some people that are way better than us at sports.
How and, bad did you lose last time?
12-2
So you just got to be better than
I
that?
I think this is totally our week, and I might not be there, but if you go, I think you'll probably see us beat the hell out of some other teams that are not as good as us.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hope so, everybody.
So try it out. It's 8:50.
Cross your fingers.
Go ahead and get drunk in the parking lot up there. And come on down and watch our team play.
That's what parking lots are for.
Also, Aces are back. Starting on the Monday the 30th. So I recommend going out and watch the baseball.
Get you
the
some
weather
ace
stays
ball.
Like it is now. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nick, you got anything?
Man, I was planning on recording, but all my drums are done. So
yeah,
I don't know.
You're we'll see. You're free and clear.
Yeah, I mean,
nice.
Yeah. And you double tracked the one guitar thing you do already. So I mean, I think
you could call it.
Yeah, so it's going to be all vocals with the ladies.
Yeah,
and,
I think
and
there's
guitar
some
stuff.
Yeah, there's some bass overdubs that need to be done too.
Oh, okay.
Totally. I heard when I listened to it, and also, I could talk to you about this after the show. But yeah, I don't have nothing.
You
planned.
Can pay for that.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
Yeah, what are you guys doing going on?
Nothing I know of.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Getting the hell away from them because I've seen way too much of them lately.
Yeah, I hate them too.
I hate their guts.
Yeah. Man, you guys are funny.
Yeah, I've had a great time having you guys on the show. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having
us.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
It's been fun.
And for myself, I don't know what I'm doing Saturday. I don't really have much going on these days.
No.
Except this show, the open mic night. Going to see
some
comedy.
Dates coming up,
yeah.
But we'll talk about that next
That's
week.
Enough.
Yeah. Yeah, so at any rate, we're going to have one more song here.
Yeah, let's have a song.
Yeah. Should we say goodbye and then have
yeah,
a song?
I'll just say goodbye.
Let's say goodbye at the end.
Okay.
Because I love doing the closing theme thing, you know?
Oh,
okay,
I love
Rick.
That. I, you know, I'm sorry.
That's cool.
I'm gay like that. I know.
Well, we definitely want to keep more gay in the show, so let's go.
Right. We need a lot.
Even There's I thought that was that. Gay.
Okay. 5-year-old thinks you're gay. Good job.
So yeah, check us out on Facebook. Just The Letdowns.
Yeah,
do that.
Yeah, and we have an EP out right now. If you come to one of our shows, it's just a dollar.
Or however else.
Yeah, very cool.
However
and
much
then,
we
yeah,
decide to sell
yeah.
for that on that particular day.
And then we have stickers that should be coming here any time now.
2 to 8 weeks
and
from
gonna,
and
2 weeks
t-shirts.
Yeah, we're going to have t-shirts real soon, too. So when
cool.
you guys
hey. I want a shirt.
Yeah.
Stoked. The EP, where'd you guys record it at?
This
a
kid's
house.
Room.
Oh, that's so
How fucking many songs
rad.
On it?
Four.
Cool.
It's a good one. This next song we're playing is actually on it.
Cool.
Oh, very cool.
And it took like 7 hours to record vocals for this
It was
song.
Terrible.
It was
terrible. And if you want to catch what these guys
us.
Really sound like, let's not forget they're going to be playing on May 5th.
May 5th.
Where
again?
At Wolfstock.
Wolfstock.
UNR.
That one's $30.
Unless
you're
probably a big
Are there other bands playing? Like any big bands?
Oh, yeah. There's Revolution and this rapping guy, Murs, are the headliners.
Okay.
All right. So there's some.
But then May 12th, we have a free show.
Yeah, the Rail Jam's free.
Yeah, Rail Jam. Yeah.
So yeah,
and there's
exactly
other
bucks.
Awesome punk rock bands playing that one, too. Like
Melvin
Fire
Makes
Bonnie.
Machine Guns.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those bands yeah. are
Friends
cool.
of the show.
Pinky
the
Polanski.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And that's for free.
Yeah, that one's
fuck Corkscrew.
Fuck those guys. Yeah. Fuck Pinky Polanski.
No, Evan's God. In that, man.
Oh, yeah, fuck Felix. Yeah, yeah. Felix likes to drink.
Felix likes to drink.
All right,
here we go. Man, you will one day die living
see right through you. Man, you will one day die. Live and love and lie. Don't let the ice queen have it all. Don't let the ice queen have it all.
Oh, thanks for remembering to take pictures, Rick.
Normally the pictures, everybody looks all fresh, but...
Yeah.
You gotta do them before out. When the AC's still on.
Right. So do I have to wait before I, like, actually say goodbye and shit?
No. Talk
to yourselves.
Okay. Pretend I'm not here.
So, yeah, thanks once again. You guys have been great. You guys are a great fucking band. I had a great time hanging out with you.
Thanks, man.
Nice having us.
Definitely hope I see you out and about some night this summer.
For sure.
A lot of rock shows in Reno.
Definitely.
Yeah. And, well, this has been another stellar, stunning, and spectacular episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. For Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Now, how could anything possibly happen to these boys?
Dogwater Studios.
But this boy isn't so sure. Whoops, there he goes.